This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Lebanon's Prime Minister Hassan Diab has scheduled to address the nation in a half hour and is expected to announce his government's resignation. That is what his health minister told reporters Monday. Four ministers have already stepped down following the massive port explosion that devastated the capital of Beirut last week, piling pressure on the cabinet. Meanwhile, at least eight lawmakers have announced they are resigning from parliament, which is set to convene later this week. World leaders and international organizations say the $300 million pledged to rebuild Lebanon's shattered capital will come only with the reforms demanded by mourning protesters. Over 30 participants to an international teleconference offered emergency humanitarian aid and pledged help for a, quote, credible and independent, end quote, investigation into last week's blast. Another key demand of crowds who took to the streets Sunday for a second day of protests. Residents and volunteers are still clearing the debris 6 days after the enormous chemical blast that left more than 158 people dead and hundreds of thousands of people injured. Monday, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani signed a decree to release a final batch of hardcore Taliban prisoners demanded by the militants, sources told Reuters, paving the way for long-awaited peace talks to begin in Qatar. Afghanistan's Grand Assembly approved the release Sunday under election year pressure from U.S. President Donald Trump for a deal allowing him to bring home American troops. The war has ground on since U.S.-backed Afghan forces ousted the Islamist Taliban government in late 2001. Meanwhile, 19 Afghan civilians were killed in multiple roadside mine blasts in Kabul and Kandahar Sunday. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron has condemned an attack by gunmen in Niger on a group that included French aid workers, killing at least eight people, including their guide and a driver. The attack happened outside the capital, Niamey, in an area popular with tourists for its wildlife. Germany's center-left Social Democrats said Monday they've nominated Finance Minister Olaf Scholz to lead them in the race to succeed Angela Merkel as chancellor in next year's federal election. Scholz, also the vice chancellor of Germany, said he was, quote, looking forward to a great, fair, and successful election campaign as part of a strong team. End quote. Puerto Rico has been forced to partially suspend voting for primaries marred by a lack of ballots, as officials called on the president of the U.S. territory's Elections Commission to resign. The commission said primaries for voting centers that had not received ballots by Sunday afternoon are expected to be rescheduled while voting would continue elsewhere. Meanwhile, the presidents of Puerto Rico's two main political parties held a joint press conference and said they agreed the remaining primaries should be held August 16th. Other politicians argue the entire primary be scrapped and held at another date. U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar told Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen Monday it was a true honor to be in Taipei to convey a strong message of support from U.S. President Donald Trump. Azar met Tsai in the presidential office, said his trip there was to highlight Taiwan's success on health, particularly its efforts to combat the new coronavirus pandemic. The visit comes as relations between the United States and China have plunged to historic lows. China objects to official contact between the U.S. and Taiwan, which it claims as its own territory, while the Taiwanese president has strongly advocated Taiwan's recognition as a sovereign nation. Britain's border force brought migrants ashore in the port of Dover Monday after picking them up from an inflatable boat as they crossed the channel, the latest in a surge of crossings causing political tensions with France. Taking advantage of a spell of hot weather and calm sea conditions, more than 500 migrants have made it to the British shores since Thursday, many in overloaded small rubber boats. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Monday there is, quote, a great deal of pain and suffering, end quote, behind the statistics of the coronavirus pandemic as the world heads towards 20 million confirmed cases and 750,000 deaths this week. The WHO chief said while this is a difficult moment for the world, there are some signs of hope in any country that it's never too late to turn around the outbreak. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.